Item of other business is site plan S-2408, Williamsville Country Village Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a 4,860-square-foot liquor store building and other site improvements. The preliminary site plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. The property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County zoning code. Zoning is C-1 General Commercial District and C-2 Medium Commercial District. The tax parcels are District 533, MAP 18, Parcel 28, and Parcel 28.01. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the revised preliminary site plan for Site Plan 2408, Williamsville Country Village.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Williamsville Country Village. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Excuse me, is that with final by staff?
Final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
There you go.
Thank you.
Subject to receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Site Plan 20-24, Hawker Supercenter Phase 2, preliminary site plan and request for modification to required parking, reduced cartway width, and loading space.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the request for the preliminary site plan and the request to modify the required parking, reduced cart width, and loading space for Site Plan 2024, Hawker Supercenter Phase 2, with final by staff upon agency approval.
Before we second that, can we just get staff to read in the description on it?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Hold that motion.
I was anxious.
This preliminary site plan and associated waiver requests for Hawker Supercenter proposing improvements to the existing shopping center, which is currently comprised of an existing 62,000-square-foot commercial grocery store, a 3,911-square-foot commercial car wash, and ancillary improvements. The plan proposes to consolidate the parcels and add additional improvements, including a 4,800-square-foot retail expansion to the grocery structure, a 3,070-square-foot expansion to the existing car wash, a 3,696-square-foot fast food restaurant with drive-through, and an additional ingress egress connecting Route 26 for a total of 77,477 square feet on parcels comprised of a total of 12.043 acres plus or minus. Plan includes a request for the reduction in the parking that's required under 115.77(1) large-scale uses related to the required 20% increase in code. Subsequently, the plan proposes, preliminary plan does not include the number of parking stalls or design required in the large-scale use provisions. Plan also includes a second waiver request seeking reduction in the road width of 24 feet adjacent to the drive-through on the fast food pad site under county code. And lastly, the plan includes a third waiver request for requirement of off-street loading space for commercial sites per county code. Plan includes the proposed commercial improvements, parking, internal roads, stormwater management, and other site improvements on five parcels comprised of a total of 12.043 acres, plus or minus. Property is located on the southeast corner of the intersection of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, and Roxana Road, Route 17. Tax parcels are District 134, MAP 12.00, Parcel 330.01, Parcel 331.00, 332, 333, and 334. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Okay, we'll go for this again.
Well, after all that, you may want to reconsider your motion.
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right.
No, I did my homework, Mr. Chairman.
Good.
Okay. I move we approve Site Plan 2024, Hawker Supercenter Phase 2, and their request to reduce the parking as per their plan, reduce the cartway path, and the loading space, with final by staff.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan and the request for modification for required parking, reduced aisleway, cartway width, and loading space for Site Plan 2024, Hawker Supercenter Phase 2, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Site Plan 2024, or I'm sorry, 24-28, the Vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 5, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the Vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 5 for the construction of approximately 5 four-story apartment buildings containing 32 units each and 2 four-story apartment buildings containing 36 units for a total of 232 units to be included within Phase 5. The proposed building numbers for Phase 5 are buildings 2, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 37. Property is located within the existing Vineyards at Nassau Valley development, which consists of a total of 966 proposed residential units and 76,229 square feet of commercial uses. Staff notes that the property is located within the Henlopen and Transportation Improvement District and therefore will be subject to the payment of any related TID fees as required by DLDOT and as outlined in any TID agreement. Staff further note that a copy of the latest master plan approved by the Commission at their meeting of Tuesday, October 1st, 2019, has been included in the Commission's paperless packet at this afternoon, and the applicant has noted that there are no proposed changes to the master plan at this time. The property is located on the north side of Route 9, Lewis-Georgetown Highway, approximately 0.66 miles west of Route 1, Coastal Highway. The preliminary plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District. Tax parcels are District 334, Map 5.00, parcels 152.00 and 152.06. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made by subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Could I add, Mr. Chairman, if I may, just that master plan that is a very useful document to have for staff purposes. And if the Commission were to act favorably on this item, the Commission may want to make any approval contingent on it having an up-to-date master plan with all the phasing and the units shown. It's a very useful document to have, so, but it's certainly not a requirement. So,
good idea.
That part of the motion?
I will make that part of the motion. Okay, so Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan for S24-28, the Vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 5. Preliminary site plan with final by staff subject to agency approvals and receipt of an updated master plan.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 2428, the Vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 5 as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals and to the receipt of an updated master plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-40, Irons Lane Verizon Wireless Cell Tower, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction and establishment of a 174-foot telecommunications tower, fencing, and other site-related site improvements. Staff note that the project is subject to the provisions of Section 115-194.2A of the code, which requires the submittal of a special use exception to the Board of Adjustment. The site was the subject of previous applications for a special use exception, BOA case number 12902, and a variance of 24 feet from the 150-foot height limitation established for the telecommunications tower under Section 115-179A of the Code, which was approved by the Board of Adjustment at their meeting of Monday, February 5th, 2024. Property is located at 30240 Irons Lane and is lying on the west side of Irons Lane, Sussex County Road 348, and the south side of a private road known as Jen and Jack Road in Dagsboro, Delaware. Preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 7.00, Parcel 127.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this request is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the preliminary site plan as a final site plan for site plan 2440 Irons Lane Verizon Wireless Cell Tower.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan 2440 Irons Lane Verizon Wireless Cell Tower as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-44 Central Turf and Irrigation Supply preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 6,800-square-foot building for the use as a warehouse and other existing site improvements. Staff note that the property was also the site of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 1610, for a produce and garden center. The application was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, June 14, 2005, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 1780. Property is located on the northwest side of the intersection of Iron Hill Road, Sussex County Road 454A, and Old Stage Road, Sussex County Road 68. Preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and C3, Heavy Residential District. Tax parcel is District 532, map 14.00, parcel 6.05. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move for S-2444, Central Turf and Irrigation, to approve the preliminary site plan upon receipt of all agency approvals and staff review.
Well, it would be an approval of the preliminary, and then final by staff upon receipt of all agency.
Okay, sorry. That's my motion, sir.
A second.
The move and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan 2444 Central Turf Irrigation Supply as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all our other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2018-22 Citation Meadows Preliminary Amenities Plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for Citation Meadows, a cluster subdivision consisting of 49 single-family lots, private roads, stormwater management, and open space to be located on a 54.5-acre parcel of land. Final subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, May 13th, 2021. Specifically, this request was for the establishment of a proposed 400-square-foot pavilion, 6,913-square-foot tot lot area, walking path, 6.1-acre community orchard-slash-garden, and other site improvements. Property is located on the north side of Wildflower Drive within the existing and previously approved Citation Meadows subdivision and is lying on the north side of Phillips Hill Road, Sussex County Road 472, approximately 0.42 mile west of Lakeview Road, Sussex County Road 412. Preliminary amenities plan complies with Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is a portion of District 133, map 19.00, parcel 30.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Did you just say you have all your agency approvals?
I'll have to clarify. I am not clear.
Okay. I was going to do a preliminary final, but I'll just do it by staff. Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, with regards to 2018-22 Citation Meadows, I make a motion to approve the preliminary amenity plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the preliminary amenities plan for subdivision 2018-22 Citation Meadows with a final approval be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-30, budget mini storage request for clarification as to code applicability.
This is a request for clarification of section 115-194.1C3 relating to the requirement to provide a forested and or landscape buffer strip as part of the preliminary Planning and Zoning Department's review of a preliminary site plan submission. Preliminary site plan includes an expansion of an existing 14,400 square foot of commercial storage facility with the addition of 57,000 square feet onto the unimproved neighboring parcel for a total of 71,400 square feet of commercial storage. The applicant is requesting clarification of the requirement to provide a forested and or landscaped buffer strip, section 99.5 definitions, along the frontage of parcel number 58.09. Plantings are required under the combined highway corridor overlay zone and the applicant is requesting exemption as an existing business under code. Staff note that the variances relating to the requirements within the CHZ are required to be considered by the Board of Adjustment per 115-194.1A. Tax parcels are District 530, Map 10.00, Parcel 58.08, and District 530, Map 10.00, Parcel 58.09.
Did you all have anything to add to that, Steph?
The commission may remember this from a couple of meetings ago when the commission had asked for clarification from the applicant as to the purpose of that stormwater management area to the front of the site. And my understanding, Mr. Chairman, is that we have received additional clarification. Certainly this drawing is a new drawing that has come forward, and there is a note now on, it refers to the purpose of the easement. There is a note on the drawing, but and I'm looking at staff to see if we've received any written confirmation as to its background and purpose. So,
Yes, Mr. Director. The commission, the applicant has indicated that it's they're requesting relief because the configuration, they're actually enlarging the easement across the front in favor of the business to the south, and due to the configuration that is going to be required per the stormwater management, that there won't be room to include the forested buffer along the front of the southernmost parcel. I have confirmed with a couple of things staff wanted to confirm was none of that stormwater management is associated with any DelDOT improvements or anything like that. And I also confirmed that that is all the easements are in favor of the property to the south. The only other issue that that I was of the understanding is the commission wanted clarification as to the sequence of ownership of the properties. Is what was, and the applicant did provide another document asserting the different ownership in their request. I believe in paragraph 2 there, Mr. Director. In paragraph 2 there.
We have a chronology now, and there's documents in your paperless packets explaining when the applicant, the current property owner became the owner, and the history going back to, I think there's 1988, all the way back to 1936. So.
Here's the underlying issue with it, that, 194.1 establishes that overlay zone, and it specifically says that permitted uses within the buffer include water features, but not including stormwater management structures. That's what the code says. The other thing is, it's a jurisdictional issue. You know, if there's going to be a waiver granted, it says in Section A that variances to the provision of section shall be considered by the Board of Adjustment as permitted by Article 27 regarding the Board of Adjustment. So I don't know that the Commission has the ability to create the waiver in this specific instance. So, I mean, I think it has to go to the Board of Adjustment.
So the motion would be a
But hold on.
I think the applicant was here first before the commission first to establish whether they meet the existing definition of being an existing business, and the commission can, that's within the commission's jurisdiction to interpret. And then should that not be successful, then the applicant would have to then go to the Board of Adjustment. So that there was a reasoning in bringing it to the commission first. So,
Mr. Robertson, I guess the motion would be to refer it back to the Board of Adjustment.
I think that what Mr. Whitehouse is saying is a preliminary question first as to whether it was a pre-existing business that's grandfathered and therefore doesn't comply with the buffer requirements.
Or doesn't need to comply with them. I'm sorry to state that.
And to provide some background.
An expansion.
They're creating those for the new part of it.
Well, but if it's an existing business, if that's the question.
But do we have the tax map that shows, because it's an expansion of existing business. The existing business was on the top part, the bottom part where the.
And the stormwater ponds are required for the expansion.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. So the background to this, Mr. Chairman, is that the applicant had approached staff, and staff had expressed the view to which the applicant disagrees. And so we brought it to the commission to establish, in the commission's view, whether the exemption applies because it's an existing business. But it is staff's view that because the parcel line exists through the middle of the site and the business is confined to the northernmost section of the parcel, that the expansion of the site would not apply and extend that exemption to this parcel. But because the applicants and staff disagree, we brought it to the commission for the commission's view.
So, and just so you all know, the exemptions, just so the language is clear, it talks about Exemptions from the requirements of the district include existing homes and businesses, that's A. B, commercial and industrial developments and subdivisions that have obtained site plan approval prior to the adoption of the section. That doesn't apply because there's not a site plan approval for this part of the property. Land and agricultural use, that doesn't apply, and historic properties listed on the National Register of Historic Places, that obviously doesn't apply. So it's the first question, whether it's an existing home and business, and so the question is, does the fact that the business existed at one point mean that that covers all future expansions of that business beyond the existing footprint of it?
They're doubling the size of the business, right?
I mean, I don't know if it's actually doubling.
I don't think so.
You know, relatively speaking.
Yeah. I believe it's well more than doubling.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not in favor
of it. I am not. So if there's not a determination that it is an existing business, the motion would be that it does not satisfy the exemptions from the requirement of the combined highway corridor overlay zone, and if they want to seek a waiver, they have to proceed with the Board of Adjustment. I think that covers it, Mr. West. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, could I use that as my motion? This is the way more legal than Mr. Benson here has the more knowledge on this part than I do.
So I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to find that the, I'm sorry, would you say that again?
Yes.
So the motion would be that there is not an applicable exemption from the requirements of the combined highway corridor overlay zone, and therefore the applicant or the developer would need to seek a waiver from the Sussex County Board of Adjustment.
In regard to site plan 24-30, mini budget mini storage, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Horace K. Jackson Sr., minor subdivision plan off of an existing 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off an existing 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot 4 will consist of 1.0 acres more or less, and the residual land will contain 70.43 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared use access road. The property is located at the north side of Indian Mission Road, Route 5. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 1. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Horace K. Jackson Sr., I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off an existing 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals and the shared use maintenance agreement.
Second.
So we moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision of land off of an existing 50-foot easement for lands of Horace K. Jackson Sr. with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all their agency approvals and an acceptable maintenance agreement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Marvin H. and Donna M. Cohn, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands with access off of a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot 1 will consist of 1.239 acres more or less. Proposed lot 2 will consist of 0.922 acres more or less, and the residual lands shall contain 11.222 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located at the west side of German Road, Sussex County Road 524. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 13, Parcel 139.04. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this request is eligible for final approval.
And you do have the shared use agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Marvin H. and Donna M. Cohn, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off a 50-foot proposed easement.
Second.
So moving second to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Marvin H. and Donna M. Cohn. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried, thank you. Next item is Lands of Herholt Properties LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 26 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 23.13 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 33.70 acres, more or less, and the residual lands, lot four, shall contain 1.09 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located off Benson Road, Sussex County Road 216, by proposed 30-foot ingress egress access easement over cross access easement created by per plot book 218, page 57. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and the tax parcel is District 230, Map 14, Parcel 69. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Does anybody have any questions on this? I'd like to make a motion to approve Lands of Herholt Properties LLC minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff with all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
And moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for Lands of Herholt Properties LLC as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Melson Funeral Service LTD, minor subdivision plan off of an existing 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual lands with access off of a 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.462 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.138 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.138 acres more or less. Proposed lot four will contain 1.433 acres more or less, and the residual lands contain 5.373 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the east side of Parker House Road, Sussex County Road 362, and the west side of Muddy Neck Road, Sussex County Road 361. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 17, Parcel 17. Zoning is B1 Neighborhood Business District. Staff note that the residential uses are not permitted in the B1 zoning district and that the applicant intends to apply for downzoning prior to the issuance of any building permits to comply with this requirement. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Lands of Melson Funeral Service, LTD, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off an existing 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed or existing 30-foot easement for Lands of Melson Funeral Service, LTD, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.